All right, good morning. 9-11 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Wednesday. And joining us, we have Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook in studio. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning. Doing great.
Good to have you. So, dead business over breakfast this morning?
We did. Oh, I have... Buckle in, everybody. Okay. I have a lot of good stuff
I'm
to share
excited.
Today.
I always like it because we get a lot shared at those meetings.
We do. That's a good one. So I would like to invite the community out, too. If you've never been to one of our breakfasts, they're really informative, a lot of good information, a lot of networking. So you are invited. So we started off with our sponsor today, which was Stevens Vending, and gave us a little bit of background on them. But I love sharing about businesses we have that a lot of times we don't even know what all they offer and what they do. And so they started back in 1975 with just a couple employees. It was Mr. and Mr. Steven. It started off with just being a vending machine to the major markets like industries. But in 2005, they expanded into what they call micro markets. So interesting story on this. He talked about you go in and you swipe a card and you just pick up the fruit or the salad or whatever it is right there at the employee area. And they're like, why doesn't people just steal them? I mean, you know, you'd think that you'd be losing money. And they're like, we actually lose less money. The vending machines have more issues because something gets stuck or people, you know, there's always some issue. So he said, no, the employees, they watch themselves and they take care of it. So, yeah, it's crazy. But now they are in 31 markets. They have 17 employees. They're expanding, growing. Recently, they partnered with our own Coffeyville Coffee Company, and now they're going to be distributing that coffee all over the area. And so it's just great to see that business grow over the years. So thank you again to Adam with Stevens Vending. So today we heard from the Coffeyville Recreation Director, David, talking about the new Destination Park. Everybody's seeing all the progress over at Sherwin-Williams and just going, when is it going to open? What is it? So, first of all, Sherwin-Williams has been a great partner in all this. So, because of they had to move infrastructure, they had infielding, COVID hit. So, this has been a long process, but excited. June 30th, they're going to have their grand opening.
Okay.
So, June 30th, 10 a.m. And hopefully, make sure everything goes well. It's got three areas. So, one is urban soccer fields. We will be the first in Kansas to get them. It's antimicrobial turf, and then it has walls even. So anyway, they're going to be using it for both kids and adult soccer. But again, it's a very popular thing in a lot of cities, and now we're going to have it here in Coffeyville. The other thing they have is a new fitness playground, so a new fitness area to work out on. And there's even a little machine you go and scan the QR code, and it gives you a free workout on
wow.
all the equipment. So you got your own outdoor gym now.
That's great.
That's awesome. And then the last area is called a destination playground. So instead of the plastic parks that you see all over, that we have some wonderful things here, this is more of a rope structure. So a little bit more challenging for the kiddos to get on and navigate. They even have a zip line. So that's kind of neat. They have an area for mommy and me swings so that you can put your baby in front of you and swing. They've got handicap accessible equipment, just so many things that we've got to see today, and I'm very, very excited. So, again, wonderful addition to our community, and we're very excited about that. Mike Avey from Community State Bank gave us a quick update on the housing. Last year, they applied for a moderate income grant program, and that was received. And now they are breaking ground on some homes. And those will be just giving affordable housing to those that are in the moderate level. So we've got the city working on some low-income housing, and then now those are for those middle-income areas. They're three-bedroom, two-bath, about 1530 on square feet plus the garage. So pretty good, nice starter homes. And like I said, they'll be beautiful. They're breaking ground now. So if you know someone looking for a home, building a few this year, and then they're going to start on some more next year. So I'm so excited about that program as well. Then our last major speaker, and then I'll turn it over to our regular announcements. We had Rick Whitson from the county's emergency management, and they've been working on a project. Lots, actually, people working on this project, and I'm excited for the progress. But the levy, and that is basically they realize that we need to do something a little bit more aggressive to make sure we don't have another flooding, right? We all know the 2007 flood. 2019, we were within 4 inches of having another major massive flood. And so they worked really hard for a couple weeks there, sleepless nights, a lot of craziness going on to mitigate it, and decided now's the time to be aggressive and go, let's prevent it if we can. So they actually have the director of the Corps of Engineers from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. We've got multiple senators. We've got the city, county, state officials, you name it. They're on this group, and they're working on a lot of different things to reduce the chances of a flood, to avoid it, and to mitigate it and prepare our area. And right now, they've been focusing on getting some funding, and I think we're going to see some progress in this area because they're realizing that if we ever have another flooding, economically, it impacts not just Coffeyville, but everywhere. Because if that road shuts down, that's our gas prices go down, go up, and it affects so many different things. Sure. So, they're looking at working on multiple projects to try to just reduce the chances of it happening, avoid it altogether, and make sure that we have a thriving community. So shout out to all those working on that wonderful project, and we'll see some great progress in the next couple years. So those were our major speakers. A lot of good information, but a few other things going on. So we had a recent travel blogger come through Coffeyville and share a really great article about all the things to do in Coffeyville. And that was a nice way to get our little community out to the whole world. So that was nice to see. It was in this week's newsletter if you want to see it. We also got to be on a stop with the Guinness World Record. I'm sure you guys talked about that story. So the Green State Aviation Alumni, 48 states in 48 hours.
Yeah, and they made it. They made it last night. They landed in Maine and ended up being several hours shy of 48 because that's how they planned it.
Yeah.
And that's just awesome.
That's good. I love that. That's just neat. And I love that we were on that little travel path and they stopped through here. So that was great to see. As you know, there's a new magazine in Southeast Kansas. It's called the Ag Magazine. It's dedicated to farmers, ranchers, and then all the businesses that serve them. And our chamber member and board president was featured on their first cover. So shout out to Emily and the Coffeyville Feed and Farm crew. So Fair and Rodeo's coming around the corner, as you know. And June 30th is their one-day sale. So you can go online and get your fun day passes. You can also stop at the chamber that day. They are also looking for a few more concessionaires and vendors. So they lost a couple this year. So if you have a food truck you want to have out or want to be a vendor, make sure to give them a call. We are down to the last few weeks of taking applications for this year's Leadership Coffeyville class. So get those in. Be a part of it. I'd love to have you join our group. It's such an awesome class and such... you just really grow a lot as an individual.
And
so,
if people haven't heard much about Leadership Coffeyville, how long is the class and any requirements, that sort of thing, kind of the basics?
So it'll kick off in January. We do a little retreat, and then it'll go every 2 weeks until December. So it's we start class about 11:30 and we wrap up about 4:30. And like I said, just goes for kind of like almost like a semester. And you learn everything from leadership skills and development to the strengths of Coffeyville, the challenges that we pose, how can we make our community greater? How can we get involved? So you learn a little bit about everything, but it's really a good platform just to kind of go, I want to know everything there is to know about Coffeyville and how I can be a part of it and grow in my leadership in my job. So,
and then get the deadline for that?
Yeah, so it's end of the month is the first round of deadlines.
Okay.
So if you can get it in into June, that's what we're trying to aim for. If we still have openings, we'll do another round in July. So trying to do that now. It's $400 for the class, and that can cover supplies and lunches and everything. We do have a couple scholarships too. So if it's a small business and they're like, I really want to be a part, then we can also offer a scholarship for you. So really great program, and it always gets me in motivated, I guess, after the class and ready to take on the world. So I love it. Gigi's is adding to their menu. Holmes Brothers Barbecue will be a new addition starting June 12th. So that's coming up here in just a few days. And excited to see that menu grow. Of course, right next door, Hershey's is back open. So excited about that. And glad they were able to That's a lot of money to work on roofing, I know. Yeah. But it's so excited that they're back open. And of course, they have the best ice cream, coffee, all kinds of good stuff. So if you're into podcasts, one of our members is called The Wrong Kind of Podcast. And the Chamber was recently featured as an interview on there talking about Chamber and Coffeeville happenings and everything's going on. So if you've never checked out a podcast, that's a great one to check out. Let's go check them out. You probably have heard about an organization in town called KFAN. They help a lot of families in town. And right now they have purchased the Longfellow, I don't know if it's the school or the church, but back on 12th Street. And they're opening up a clothing closet and a food pantry that'll be open not to just their families, but to the whole community. So more details coming on that, but I'm so excited. They've been working really hard on getting that going. June 24th, there will be a Child Safety Seat Day at the County Health Department. So if you've got a newborn or just want to have your seat taken care of, make sure it's put in safely and used correctly, and they're going to help everybody out that day.
Good deal.
Southeast Kansas Works has a new youth advisor, and she just kind of welcomed herself today. But if you've got a kiddo from ages 16 and 24 that just needs help kind of finding the right job or getting involved, they would love to help you out. And so stop in and see them. Give them a call. So I mentioned KFAN earlier. Keisha Johnson is overseeing KFAN. She also does Mary Kay on the side, and right now they're doing a fundraiser to help a bunch of youth in our community go to summer camps. The goal is we want our kids busy, not out in the streets getting in trouble, but, you know, at a good, wholesome camp. And so they are working on sending 5 kids to camp this summer. And so all this month, all of her sales are going to go towards that to try to help the kiddos out. So if you want to be a part of that, get a hold of Keisha Johnson. Call me at the Chamber. I can get you in touch with her. So we had, of course, Mr. Joe Brooks with us today from the Salvation Army. They will be kicking off Christmas in July here pretty soon, and they are looking for some bell ringers. So if you can help out with that, give Joe a little call. Okay, just a few other events coming up I wanted to share. So Cruising Night is on the 10th. That'll be down 11th Street. So get all of the cars out and join out that fun. This weekend is the Cedar Bluff Camp 100-year celebration. So, again, I'm so excited. This camp has been around 100 years. I can't believe that. Our community has such a rich history. But great, great camp. And this is a fundraiser and a celebration. And come check it out. So, that starts at 10 a.m., but they're going to have activities all day long. The 24th was supposed to be the adult prom, and they just made the announcement that they had to cancel it.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Yeah. No, that's too bad.
Yeah, they thought they had it back on and running and just ran into some problems. So they are looking at maybe still having it at a different date, a possible future date. If you did buy tickets, they're going to refund them all. But, yeah, the adult prom has been canceled and being hopefully rescheduled. I mentioned the June 30th one-day fair and rodeo sale. July 14th is also a one-day sale, and that'll be the Chambers Brewfest one-day sale. So if you're wanting to come to Brewfest this year, of course, barbecue cook-off, cornhole, we've got live music, all kinds of activities, food. But if you want to get the best deal on the tickets, you do it on July 14th, and that's when you get the discounted prices. So we'd love to talk about that. I'm not going to talk a lot about this, but they did slip a little piece of paper to me when I was at the breakfast. So the 15th annual Coffeeville Kiwanis Corporate Challenge Buckout will be course during the Fair and Rodeo on Thursday, August 17th. But they're trying to get out the forms now for those that want to be a bull rider. Everyone gets to ride a bull, no matter ages. And it's $50 to sponsor a rider as well. So they are looking for sponsors, and they're looking for those buck riders out there. So to have some fun. We've had some pretty interesting people up there in the last few years have some fun with it. So give them a call if you want to sign up for that. And there was so much today. I wanted to make sure I got
right.
It all.
Right. No, that's like, definitely a lot to
those
share.
Those are the big ones. So, and of course, Summer Celebration is coming up. That's so close. Such a big event. And I'm so excited about that good day as well. So
A lot coming up here as we cruise on into, well, officially summer. Still spring, I guess.
But, is it when is the official day?
That's a great question. But I feel like it's, it should be.
It's hot enough. I count it summer. It's summer.
Yep, it's summer. Yep. Yep. All righty. Well,
the pool's open.
The pool's open. Yes. Yeah. And lots of folks checking that out.
They did. They said it was a great opening weekend. So bring the kiddos out to the pool.
Yep.
So, yeah, that'll be great.
Cheap summer fun. I know they've got some passes and that sort of thing available, too. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Get the kids out of the house, got to kick them out, give them the boot, get them outside. So it's the good stuff. All right, well, Candy, appreciate it as always. Look forward to chatting again here next week.
Okay.
And hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.